Blog Talk Radio.
Diamonds on the windshield as heaven starts to cry, and in his rearview mirror his angel waves goodbye. She knows he's gonna go, she knows he's one of them. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind, that Detroit diesel fired ship goes blowing out again. Sailing toward the setting sun, freedom's their best friend. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind.
I'll bring it on in there.
We'll put the pedal to the metal, tried out or run the rank. Another shot of truck stop coffee as I'm running through his veins. This world turns on 18 wheels. Thank God we can depend
on brothers of the highway, children of the wind. That Detroit diesel fire ship goes blowing out again. Sailing toward the setting sun, freedom's their best friend. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind. Carolina West, Denver, Baton Rouge, east to Pittsburgh, Portland south to San Diego. Sail on, sail on.
Tallahassee, north to Boston,
up to Bangor, west to Austin, coast to coast.
Participation is really going to matter in, you know, this, because what is happening to him is a railroad situation. He is a political gain. It's not about his life. It's about this district attorney getting reelected. There is a dollar sign on him. If he is convicted, he will never drive again. He will be stripped of his license. And this is how he provides for his family. And that could be one of us. What's happening to him could be one of us, guys. And we already know that this subcommittee that's being formed at the FMCSA, you know, thank you, Truckers TV. Thank you for sharing this. I appreciate it. We all know that the FMCSA, I've got a 417 number calling in, so they got a question mark by their name. Caller, I'm going to put you on, but let me get through my bill. Who whoever the 417 caller is that's on the phone right now, whatever background noise you have going on, I need you to mute that. I can't have that going on. So if Bogdan is convicted, the trucking industry is going to change in the realms of, we already have four-wheelers out there looking for a payday. And we know that. We know that. We constantly have to be on guard, watching around us, you know, in every way possible, because these people driving these cars, whether they intentionally or they don't intentionally, cut us off, get in front of us, get close to our truck, you know, when we're parked on a hill, you know, right up against our bumper, so if we roll back, we're going to hit them. You know, we're a paycheck. We are a huge paycheck to anybody driving a car. And everybody that's in the trucking industry realizes this, and they know that, so we're always, our defense mechanism is always on alert. Because if we're sued and we're found guilty, we lose our life, whether we're guilty or not. Unfortunately, we're guilty by association, and association's going to be driving a semi, having a CDL. That makes us guilty before we even get to present the case or the evidence for our innocence. So if Bogdan is convicted, it's going to open up a whole new set of problems for this industry, for you and me out there. If we even so much spit on the sidewalk, we're going to get violated. Every human being out there that is looking for a big payday from a trucker, it will now open the door for them to say, oh, they looked at me wrong, I'm going to sue them. Oh, they're racist, I'm going to sue them. Oh, they accidentally hit me with the door. So it's just going to be stupid, stupid stuff, but we're constantly going to get tied up in court because we as a trucking industry are standing down and not standing our ground and letting the world know that we're not going to stand for this. We're not. That day that those protesters was on that bridge, there was a black business owner that needed fuel delivered to his store. Bogdan was the only driver that would go and deliver this product to this gentleman's store. He's the only one. And now it's going to possibly cost him his life. His life. His family's had to move. They are in hiding. Nobody knows where they are. He's scheduled to go to court on November 19th. It was November 10th, but they've pushed the date out. It's now November 19th to have the charges read to him and for him to enter his plea. I am starting a grassroots movement with my friend Rick Santiago, and we'd appreciate it if we could get the trucking industry to join in with us so that we can take a stand to help Bogdan, to not only help Bogdan, but to help all the rest of us drivers out there to protect us, you know, from having our lives turned upside down because we might have accidentally have hit somebody with a door in a store or bumped them or for whatever reason that they can possibly come up with to drag us into court and charge us with something. And this will open up the door for that to happen. You guys have to believe this. I know that a lot of stuff gets said and a lot of stuff happens in the trucking industry that we are the most non-believing community that I've ever been a part of. We always want to be the people that say, oh, not in our lifetime, or, oh, you know, that's never going to happen to me. Guys, ladies, gentlemen, yes, it could happen to you. It could happen to you. You, as long as you live on this earth and you have a CDL and you drive a truck, it can happen to you. You have to believe this. I'm going to go ahead and get my caller on here, so let me reach out to him and let him know that I know who that is that's on the phone. Whoops. Sorry about that, Mr. Denny. Mr. Denny's calling in tonight because he's on a long haul and he needs something to keep him awake. So I hope I'm entertaining for you. Let me tell Rick to go ahead and call in. And if you guys have any questions for him, feel free to call into the show. I want you to call into the show. I want you to call in. I want you to voice your opinion. I want you to ask questions. You know, this is your opportunity to ask anything that you want to ask, to voice anything that you want to voice. And we only don't do it Facebook Live or Blog Talk Radio. We also do it on Anchor FM, Radio Public, Spotify, iTunes, Google, Apple. My show goes over to those platforms. So if you don't like Facebook and you don't like Blog Talk, there are other means for you to be able to listen into Lana's talk. And I would really appreciate it if you guys would go over there, check the show out. Maybe it'll give you, you know, a little bit of endurance to keep driving late at night, you know, something to listen to in your ear, this voice. You know, hopefully I'm not in a raging mood and yelling, so I try not to do that. I hope everybody's being safe. There's a lot of weather going on right now. And, guys, be cautious. You know, no load is worth your life. And you getting back home to your loved ones is the most important thing at the end of the day. So hopefully, yes, our caller is here, so we're going to go ahead and bring him on. All right? So good morning or good evening, Mr. Santiago. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Thank you so much for calling into Lana's Talk and being a part of our show tonight. It is definitely an honor to have you on this platform, so I just want to tell you that. So I guess we're going to get right to it. We're going to just put this out there. You know, it's kind of been put out there by James Lamb, who, by the way, I'm just going to say this. The SBTC, I've only been having any doings with him for the last couple of days, and I've never seen such a go-getter. Somebody who stepped up to the plate, don't have any problem making these phone calls, filing these petitions, down to the point to where he has asked Minnesota, where they've painted Black Lives Matters on the street, to paint Truckers Lives Matter. And when they deny him, they will, he will file a lawsuit against them just like he did in D.C. I haven't seen any other organization do anything to these extremities. And he's always there. I've seen that even in D.C., he got there a little late, you know, verbally, but he still showed up, you know, verbally, and got the message out. So SBTC, guys, go check it out. You need to go check that out. I think I'm going to become a member of that organization. I'm going to sit back and watch it a little bit more. But I'm definitely going to keep my eye on him and see if he's who I want to align myself with, you know, to be a trucking advocate, because I feel safe there. I feel like I won't be attacked, judged, ridiculed, or put down. I won't be kicked out of an organization or asked to leave or feel like I have to resign because I have a difference of opinion about something. I feel like opinions are allowed at that organization. Rick, do you have a history with James Lamb?
So James reached out to me. Actually, let me correct that. I reached out to him. I heard a lot of good things about him during the whole May Day back in May. The guy has always been pretty much upfront with me, honest. If I ask him a question, he's very quick to answer. I don't see a bad bone in him as far as the trucking industry is concerned. If the guy's willing to help, I think we can help him get at this point. And he hasn't shown me any other reason to not trust him.
Yeah, and I have noticed that everything that's going on with Bogdan, you know, he's been very transparent with anything that any petitions he's filed. You know, he's been transparent about it. He's not been secretive about it in any way whatsoever. So that really stands a lot of ground with me. Transparency, when
right.
somebody says, hey, you know, I'm going to help, and then you don't hear anything from them or see anything, I would rather be aligned with somebody that's willing to say, look, this is what I've done. And, I mean, the minute he does it, he puts it out there. So that's kind of impressive
right.
to me, you know. So what's the first thing that you want to talk about? So I want to fucking
It's your show. It's your show. Let's go.
So, okay, let's go. So we have decided together as a unity, Rick Santiago and Lana Danko, let's just, you know what, I'm just going to get this out of the way right now. I know, and this is the past, and Lana doesn't live in the past, but we need to clear the air on this situation, guys. Lana Danko has no issues with Mr. Santiago. And at any point, if I ever said anything ill toward him, about him, Rick, I humbly apologize to you. You know, I never meant to ever say anything in an ill way to you. It was in a questioning manner, not in a cut you down, put you down kind of situation. So I pray and I hope that you forgive me. From this
listen,
point,
you were forgiven before anything even started. So, I mean, it's I don't live in the past. And like you said earlier, you don't live in the past. We keep pushing forward. And so I accept your apology, but it's no big deal. No harm, no foul. We're in this cause to help the trucking industry, and that's all I care about.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So let's just get down to the order of business. Rick and I, are planning a grassroots movement for the 19th and 20th of November. People, get your pen and piece of papers out. We have decided that after many conversations and throwing all of the logistics out there and all the probabilities of anything that could possibly happen to anybody that participates in this grassroots movement about Bogdan and driver safety, that taking it to Minneapolis or St. Paul is too big of a danger. And that's not what we want to do. We don't want to put any driver in harm's way, ever, especially when you are voluntarily joining in to help another driver. We don't want you guys to be hurt. I don't want to get hurt. Rick doesn't want to get hurt. At the end of the day, we want to do a good thing, but we still want to come back to our families. So we are moving in.
And you might want to – I don't mean to be rude. I just want to interject one thing. So they clearly understand why we're making this decision. If there were 5,000 of these maniacs on I-35 and they've put pressure on this attorney, you best believe they're going to be there. They're going to be there in Minneapolis. And if they see that we're supporting Bogdan Verchirko, there's nothing stopping them from attacking us. And if this district attorney is willing to make an example out of one innocent driver, he'll make an example out of all of us. And that's one thing we don't want.
Exactly. And people need to understand that Bogdan is being looked at as a racist, white malicious,
a white supremacist.
White supremacist, thank you. KKK human being that tried to kill thousands of black people. And we are stepping up the plate to back him, support him, and to help try to get the charges dropped. That's what we're asking for, is for that district attorney to drop charges. The district attorney has been forced into filing charges against Bogdan, you know, and because, one, it's a political gain. Two, he has the radicals, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa down his throat. That governor in Minnesota obviously is paid for and bought for because he wants to defund his own police department. People, you need to get out of Minnesota. You need to get out of Minnesota. So, being that said, that when I was filing for the permits, so the minute that my name hits those permits, the radicals are going to get a hold of that. So now my life is in danger, my family's life is in danger, and anybody associated with me. I want to stand up for Bodkin. I want to stand up for our safety, driver safety. But in the same breath, I don't want to lose my life or endanger my family. So I am totally in agreement to join up with my friend Rick to take it to D.C. where it's a safer environment. We can still hit the attorney general, you know, and get his attention to put pressure on the district attorney to drop charges. We can still, you know, make it apparent to the senators and the governors that the Hobbs Act isn't being enforced, and we want it enforced. We want charges brought against those people that created that situation that day or any day that's blocking any highway, anywhere that they're not supposed to be blocking. If we're going to be held accountable, they need to be held accountable. And I'm sure everybody
needs let me just tell you, in New York, if you assault a transportation worker in the city of New York, in New York City, that is a felony punishable up to 7 years in prison. No questions asked. And so if New York City is willing to do it for their transportation workers, why can't we have the same, blanket of protection? I don't understand. Nobody is enforcing the Hobbs Act. I can go on and on, and I don't want to because this is your show. But, yes, we need Elaine Chao to step up. She, in a written response to the U.S. Supreme Court, has said she does not have to enforce it, nor is she obligated to enforce it. If she's not obligated to enforce it, and she's the boss over the entire trucking industry, then who is going to enforce it?
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. She needs to enforce it. You know, she is the boss over FMCSA has made it apparent repeatedly that it is the only job that they have is to enforce the driver safety is a regulation. The Hobbs Act. You know, so it is their job. Am I wrong or right? Please correct me, Rick. You know, to enforce this, to keep us safe while we're out there just trying to do our job, and that's provide them with the damn pen that they have to write these regulations up.
Well, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
You know. I would like for you to just take the platform, educate the people on what we're going to do in D.C., what you hope to happen, you know, and I also want to put this out here. If you are a naysayer and you're making videos trying to make this not happen, please stop. You're not doing anything but hurting our industry, an industry that you're supposed to be a part of. Stop doing that. We are supposed to stand together, stand united. When it comes to doing anything at all for the industry, it's not about personal gain. It's not about attacking each other. It's about standing together, standing united. All personal issues aside, which are really personal issues, because anybody who's saying anything about anybody really probably hasn't even met them in person, so they don't even really know who these people are. They don't even have any kind of relationship with them at all. They have a social media relationship with them. So how can you make an opinion about somebody from social media? I'm not the same in person as I am on social media, and anybody who's ever met me will tell you that. So stop it. It's going to happen. Stop trying to tear it down.
Here's the thing, and you may want to explain this to your viewers, that this may seem like it could never happen to me. The fact is that the FedEx driver from St. Louis who was detoured off of the highway and literally sent to the lion's den, the Bogdan Vercherko, who was legally on the highway.
Who detoured him off of the highway, the FedEx driver?
The police. The police, because there were protesters on the freeway. I believe it was 70. They were on the freeway, so the police detoured them, the Amazon driver and the FedEx driver, off of the freeway. They were on basically the service road. I believe it was called Broadway. And there was that's when the trucks were looted right there. And unfortunately, that's not a peaceful protest. You cannot explain that to a blind man how that was peaceful when they're looting trucks. My point is it can happen to me. It can happen to your husband. It can happen to any of your viewers that are just minding their own business, driving a load of fresh goods to deliver to a city, and they could be attacked. Unfortunately, a woman.
Me as well, because I.
It can happen to anybody, and so this is the situation that we're in, where nobody is enforcing the Hobbs Act. On top of that, nobody's being held accountable for assaulting Bogdan Verchirko, for stealing his wallet, stealing his phone. It's we truly are under siege, and if nobody's held accountable, what else do we have except we got to make a whole lot of noise? Even if people that don't drive trucks, your supermarkets
yes.
will be bare and empty if we can't get support for just trucker safety. If the president is willing to write an executive order to you're going to go do 10 years in prison if you bring down a federal statue. Damn, man, I'm going to push for him to write an executive order to put people in jail for 10 years if you would attack a truck driver. It's that simple.
That's right.
We need that added protection.
Yes, that's right. Rick, we have a caller. I'm going to bring him on. I think he wants to ask you some questions. Would that be okay?
Sure, as long as he's all respectful, fine.
He will be respectful. If not, I'll just hang up on him. How about that?
Sure.
I got you, Rick. I promise you. You eventually will gain a little bit of trust for me. Not much, because I understand not being trusting. Trust me. You know, how does that go together? But it does. All right. So I'm going to bring this caller on. Welcome, caller, to Lana's Talk. Thank you for the time for calling into our show. We really appreciate you. How are you doing tonight?
How you doing, Mrs. Danko?
I'm doing great.
Well, that's
Mr.
good.
Santiago? Hello? Let's get going.
I'm listening.
Got dead air.
I'm listening.
What's happening,
caller?
How you
caller? Doing there, Rick?
Pretty good. Who's this?
Frank Birch.
I'm sorry?
I'm in D.C. with you. Frank Birch,
it's
I
Frank.
Was in D.C. with you, sir.
Okay, I heard Frank. Oh, what's up, buddy?
Not much. I was in D.C. with you, sir.
Okay.
Last time I checked, wasn't it illegal to walk down the middle of the interstate?
I'm sorry?
Last time I checked, was it not illegal to walk down the middle of the interstate? At least that's what my books always told me when I got my CDL.
Okay, what about, you kind of broke up there. What about the middle of the interstate?
He said the last time.
Go
ahead, Frank.
Go ahead, Lana.
Wasn't it illegal to walk down the middle of the interstate?
That's violating the interstate commerce. That's the Hobbs Act.
Uh-huh. So how the hell are they getting away with this shit out there in Minneapolis?
Okay, so I can tell you this for a fact that, and this is a fact, okay, that district attorney, that obviously Minneapolis, Minnesota is a Democratic ran city, and I'm not much into politics, but I can tell you this. The Black Lives Matter group and the Antifa group put a lot of pressure on this district attorney to file charges against Bogdan, because if they didn't, they were going to re-burn down Minnesota. Think about the mayor of Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot. They threatened her. She put 30 police cars outside of her apartment. Okay, so it's literally, I guess you can call it blackmail. No pun intended, but you can call it blackmail.
Uh-huh. So are judges and everything not elected officials? Last time I checked, right?
Yes.
So, while then that makes us their employer. Why don't we fire them?
I guess it comes down to voting. And again, I'm not that big into politics. I just know that what happens with this driver sets the precedent for every driver. If we, me, you, Lena, anybody is on a freeway and we get confronted by protesters and they start climbing on the trucks and kicking in the windows, that's going to set the precedent right there. That, people have a difference of opinion about what Bogdan did. I've been driving 23 years. I've driven tankers. You hear him hitting his brakes.
So have I.
You hear him hitting his brakes. He was stab braking. And if you know what stab braking sounds like, he was stab braking. Nobody can deny that. He came to a complete stop.
Far as Frank Birch and F&L transporting, all you're going to ever hear is if they're across the road with me is that motor rev up, drop a gear, and start mashing fuel. Because I don't care.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, and I will say the same thing, that I will stop if I see it way ahead of me. I will stop. But if they start approaching me, I have no choice but to save my own life. I believe that your stand your ground law should account for truck drivers as well.
Amen. I've watched every live that you've made since the mid-April. I was sitting there in D.C. with you, and you know what? If I can be wherever it is, I will be there standing up with you.
I think we're going to have to do D.C. again, and that's great, and here's why. Frank, we're going to need every truck. This affects every single trucker. This affects company drivers. Company drivers don't sit there and don't move.
It affects every United States citizen, because
yes,
guess what? If they hit them with a car, it's going to be the next thing.
Right.
It's every single person, not just truck drivers, because I can quit trucking today and not care about the whole industry. It don't matter to me. All right. Sorry to feel like that. But as a human being, totally, where the hell's my freedom going?
Yes, sir.
All
well,
right.
I agree. Well, I look forward to seeing you down there.
Like that. 21 years in a truck, I'm kind of like a little frustrated with it right now. Today,
I think we're all frustrated with it.
I woke up the wrong side of the bed today.
Well, don't you get cranky on my show. I'll punch you in the face when I see you.
Oh, boy, you threaten me with a good time again, Lana.
Oh, my God.
Right.
You better watch out. This little 120-pound girl's going to get you, boy. So there you guys have it.
Damn it.
So, Mark, what, brother?
Oh,
what'd you say, Frank?
Hard, Alec. Just let it roll. I was hard, Alec. I said, damn it, girl.
Yeah. So there you guys have it. November 19th and November 20th is the day that we need your participation in D.C. Rick and I will keep everybody abreast of what's happening in D.C. or in the movement of going there. We're not going to ask anybody to bring anything. Do if you want to bring stuff, you know, because we're going to need supplies. I'm just going to put this out there. We're going to need PPE, you know, we're going to need food, we're going to need, you know, drinks, we're going to need signs made. You know, there are things that we're going to need, and this will be organized. We will have somebody in charge of taking names and numbers of every person that participates in this, because I would like to keep a roll call so that we can keep a head count. We need to know how to reach everybody and make sure that everybody is safe and where you guys are at. This will be as organized as possible. So do know that. I know that when we were in D.C., I heard it a lot. Who's in charge? Who's in charge? And the answer was, nobody's in charge. We're all in charge. Well, the answer is, who's in charge? Rick Santiago, Susie Carlson, and Lana Danko are in charge of this grassroots movement. So if you have any questions, if anybody has anything at all, these are the three people that you can reach out to, because we will stay in contact with each other to get any answer that you want. You may not like it,
Yeah. I'm going to go to D.C. on Monday. I'm going to go to D.C. Monday morning. I'm going to sit down with the police department, MPD again, explain to them why, what, who, when, where, see if I can apply for permits. We're going to do it anyway, but I like to do it fully protected with permits. You know, it's going to be a two-day deal. We would really like to get Attorney Bill Barr's attention. We want to get Elaine Chao's attention. I'm going to have the media there. Because like I said, what affects Bogdan Vercierko affects it. That will set the tone for every driver every citizen who's going home to their family. If they come up on bad protests, you know, anarchists, crazy people.
I agree 100% with you, and you are absolutely right. If he's convicted of this, it's going to, I'm telling you guys, it just shows that we have left radical control of our right to even exist in this world. So do know that. So please, take a stand with us. You know, you need to join us in D.C. I think we have another caller that's going to call in, Rick, so don't go anywhere, brother, okay?
All right, I might have to get off the phone soon.
Okay.
I might lose the signal.
Tonight. Okay, he's working tonight, so if you have any questions that you want to ask Rick, you need to call into the show, 516-387-1733, and ask him real quick, let him answer. Rick, if you got to go, brother, I understand it.
No, I'm good. I just might lose the signal. I'm driving through the mountains of Pennsylvania right now.
Oh, okay. Well, be careful, please. So, you know, everybody knows how to PM me, how to message me. So, once again, for the joiners, people who are just now joining in, we are talking about Bogdan Vercierko. How do you say his last name?
Vercierko.
We are talking about Bogdan Vercierko, and we are talking about driver safety that coincides with this situation and the Hobbs Act. We are going to D.C. November 19th and 20th. Please join us in this grassroots movement. Let's take a stand. Let's show the world that we're not going to stand for them to prosecute this innocent man and strip him of his life. Let's take a stand to have DOC and FMCSA enforce the Hobbs Act to start bringing people up on charges. It is a felony offense. Not okay to be doing this. They continue to do this. You're going to be next. You will be the next victim of these radicals. You will. For what? For doing your job. You know, for doing what you love. Please.
And
I'm calling.
Even on a bigger picture, the way I'm seeing it is if they convict this man of this, you have just lost your rights as a United States citizen to defend yourself while you're even in your automobile.
That's right.
Somebody can come pull you out of your automobile, do anything they want to you, and you couldn't defend yourself.
That's right. You are absolutely right. We are going to lose a whole bunch of defensive rights. And not only to mention that, this subcommittee has been formed at the FMCSK. There are people on that committee that hate truck drivers. Mothers Against Truck Drivers is on that committee. This just gives them one more thing to throw at our senators and our congressmen to create more regulations for us to have to deal with. So please keep that in mind. You know, 507, Welcome to Lena's Talk. Thank you so much for calling in. How are you tonight?
Well, how you doing, Lena? My name's Arnie. Well,
welcome,
I'm good,
Arnie.
Actually. How are you?
Great.
Well,
great.
I'll just say I'm an old driver. I've been driving for about 30-some-odd years now. When I started driving, I was in California. And when the Reginald Denny thing happened, I was about, give or take, about 9 blocks from him, because that's where I lived when I grew up down there, okay? So I can remember that specifically, okay? Now, watching that happen, watching a driver get pulled out of a truck and basically beat for no reason. Now, most of the drivers know out here, you could be pulling freight, and I don't care where you're at. Minute you stop, they can cut your locks, they can pull your tag, and they're opening you up as you're driving down the road, okay?
Right.
So with all of that being said, when they did the Hobbs Law, because I know exactly what you're talking about. Now, I got family that live in Minnesota, and you can tell my phone number is a Minnesota phone number because that's where I'm from. So when all this stuff happened, my brother, who lives there, he works for the city council that is just west of this, okay? So me and him, because of him working with the city council and stuff, and he knows that I drive truck, he's also driven. But the mayor of that town lives down the block from him, and that's the guy that I've been trying to get something done with, because what I saw when that happened, I mean, I was literally on the phone with my brother and watched this happen live. Okay, and my first inkling was like, you know, how did this guy get on the freeway? What happened? I thought they were supposed to be diverting or whatever. So listening to that and watching it happen. Now, in the last 5 months, if you can't tell, I'm an admin for a group that we got that's called Trucker TV. And what we're doing now is we're streaming from our cabs. So not only do you get to see us, but you get to hear us and communicate just like what we're doing right now, okay? Now, everybody's giving us lip about being able to do that. Well, you know, most of the major companies now, they want to put cameras in your truck so they can see, you know, they've had it for a few years. But we're taking it a step further, okay? Because this is straight up for driver safety, the way that I look at it. You know, I mean, a camera in a truck records a 3-minute of a crash. But when you're constantly live, they can't say, this guy pointed me this way, this guy pointed me that way, they did this. You know, I mean, that is the platform that we are trying to create to show people what we do so that that kind of stuff never, ever happens again.
That's a fantastic platform, and you're absolutely right. There's a problem.
Well, I think that's a genius idea, too, by the way. That's genius.
It is a genius idea. Yes.
Thank
and
you. We've actually the creator of this, he actually got permission from his company to actually do this. So not only do we have just his company, we have drivers that we are trying to get from around the world to literally show this. Okay?
And how do we do this? How do they do this, Arnie? How do they become a part of this?
Basically, they're putting their cell phones, their cameras, their tablets, GoPros, whatever you got up in the window, okay? And just like I'm staring at your picture on my computer right now instead of my phone because I had you on both, right? Well, in that instance, as I can see everybody chatting, just like you can, you know what I mean? Their phones are big enough to where it's not out of line of sight. It's literally where they are staring 24, so they just got to look down for a half a second, and you can see somebody talk. Now, with that same platform that we're creating, we're also going to build our own little website, okay? Hello. And so with that being said, we're going to take this and incorporate everything that us as drivers need, you know, whether it's GPS, radar maps, and with the people communicating back and forth via live chat, like what we're doing, they can literally tell if there's an accident up in their neighborhood, And we've got people that are literally streaming from around the world. We've got them in New Zealand right now. We've got them in Denmark. I mean, they are coming, okay? And this platform is going to go through the roof, literally. And so with that, that's going to make the drivers aware, make these laws that have put us down and let the people just run over us, you know, for just us doing a job as delivering, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a great idea. So everybody that's listening into my show tonight, please share this out because we need to make Truckers TV known. We need to know that this platform is being created. And I mean,
I think that helps a lot of mega carriers too. That will
right.
help a lot of mega carriers.
That's what we've actually got right now is one of the biggest mega carriers that is pretty much part of this, and they're actually there were viewers that got mad that said that you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that. And I said the law says you can't hold a cell phone and be texting and doing all this stuff. I said, but if you got that phone sitting in front of you, it's not like watching a movie because it's recording what you're doing, okay? And you
right.
just see the chat roll up and down like normal. But me is because I'm like the number two of this whole entire platform. My first concern is the driver safety. And I said that, you know, all the viewers can wait. You can look at their comments later. You know what I mean? But we're going to show
yep.
them what we do, where we deliver, how we drive, the type of weather. I mean, everything that you can imagine for what we do, we are showing them. A four-hour video, you know, for a stream. You know, and right now we've got over 4,300 and some odd videos. So it's like we've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
So with that being said, we're going to push this as far as it goes. And if there has to be laws created to change that, because that's in essence what we're doing is the same thing as you, to bring the awareness of the people, whether you're driving or whatever, you know. And it doesn't matter. I mean, it could be like you said, somebody pulls you out of your car. You know what I mean? That same law exists, whether you're in a car, you're in a truck. You're going to bust whatever it is.
Yep, you're right. Hey, Susie, are you on here?
I am, Lena. I'm listening.
Great. Do you have any questions for Mr. Santiago or anything that you want to throw out here? Come on in. Come on in.
I was just listening to Ernie. I believe I'm saying his name correctly. Is that what you said, Ernie?
It's Arnie. Yes, go ahead.
Arnie. Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was just listening
fine.
To Arnie. I think what's great about what he's doing, you know, I know Walmart started a program with their drivers where they had the cameras that faced both ways, the driver and the road. So in this scenario that he's talking about, if the video feed is live, they can hear what's going on in the truck. They can hear that this driver is listening to country radio or, you know, whatever the case may be. And so they will get a glimpse into the fact that most drivers are hyper-focused on the road and not on everything else. Like many would like to. I mean, don't get me wrong. I am sure there are plenty of drivers out there that probably do things they shouldn't be, but the majority of drivers are genuinely safe, good drivers because they realize that they are controlling so many lives every time they get behind that wheel.
I don't want to interrupt you, I really don't, but I think this is what we've done actually. For drivers, everybody knows when you are driving in the middle of the night, you're fatigued, right? And you're driving all by yourself. Now, with what we've created, you actually got somebody to stare at it when you get bored. Instead of just following the white line, you get to stare at somebody asking you a question, saying, are you okay? Are you driving? Where are you going to stop? You know what I mean? So it's literally interactive in that aspect of it. So if they're you know, that you can't really listen to a radio all night because it just puts you to sleep. But when you're sitting there talking to somebody, like what I'm talking to you right now, it wakes your brain up. You know what I mean? You're not sleeping because you're talking to somebody.
stimulant.
Oh, you're so.
Yeah.
I want to interject here. We've got a lot of callers on, so everybody, give everybody a chance to talk. 817, prefix 817. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Welcome to Lana's Talk. Thank you so much for calling in. What's on your mind tonight?
Thank you, Lana. My question is the are we talking about the driver that's in custody up on charges, or is this because I was calling in about that, but also to the gentleman that's talking about the cameras, correct, and about the tired driver and it can help assist them. But if any driver's feeling tired at all, they should actually just get some sleep right away.
That's a number one rule right there.
Yep.
First,
I agree.
You know, they shouldn't depend on any technology to keep them awake.
Well, sometimes, you know, being a driver, I'm going to tell you right now, I have found myself, I got started. I'm new to the industry. I have found myself being tired, so having something to visually look at, listen to, and to move to does pick me up. So I kind of agree with that. We are talking about Boggin.
Driver protection and driver safety, right?
Well, we're talking about
We're having trouble. I'm having trouble hearing you on your feedback. You got a lot of feedback.
All right, so we're referring to the tanker driver from Minneapolis.
Okay, as far as the tanker driver from Minneapolis, has anybody reached out to his attorney? Because there's been a GoFundMe started prior to all this that's coming out in the news media now, and the attorney's deeply involved. Has anybody reached out? Because they're talking, the charges are also being changed as of today.
Okay.
So has anybody reached out to the attorney?
The attorney, the GoFundMe that was, the GoFundMe that was created was taken down. Back in May. It was up for about 4 or 5 days, and then the wife took
Who
it down.
Who took it down?
His wife.
Why did the wife take it down?
Because she got a lot of flack from it from the people that assaulted him on that bridge.
Okay, has anybody talked to the attorney?
Okay, well, so I haven't spoken to the attorney, but I know that the news media, Transportation Nation, has spoken to the attorney. The court date was rescheduled for November 19th.
Okay, so has nobody reached out to this attorney? It's very important that people talk to this attorney if they're talking about this case.
James Lamb from the SBTC has been in contact with his attorney. James Lamb has been keeping everybody abreast of the conversation between the attorney. So people are talking to the attorney.
And what's the attorney saying?
There was a gun, and somebody had to blow up a picture. There was a gun that was pointed at his passenger side, and that's going to probably be the reason why he's either acquitted or the case dismissed. But obviously there's a, because this district attorney is just not going to drop the charges, due process.
Okay, and has anybody contacted the facility and the people that had handled the reenactment? The DOT, everybody that's handled the reenactment of this case, because there's been a reenactment of this case, and they've got a lot stacked against him, and some of the things that the driver has said has really put
allegedly
him in a bad position.
Allegedly.
But they have you guys contacted everybody that's reenacted this? Because there was
a
reenactment of this.
I highly doubt that the people who reenacted this are going to talk to another truck driver like myself.
No, I'm asking, did you contact them? Have you contacted them yet? Because
anybody. I just started on this.
No, I'm curious because it's important that us as drivers make sure that we're covering our tracks in this situation. because we're putting out a lot of information here, and I know that there was a GoFundMe. His wife was pregnant. There was a lot of things with the family. She caught a lot of flack over it, and it's actually happening in Minneapolis, and drivers are going up to protest, correct?
Not in Minneapolis, not so if you heard earlier.
We're going to D.C. We are going to D.C. on the 19th and the 20th to stand up for driver safety and to protest the demand that Bogdan's charges be dropped. We're going to apply pressure to the Attorney General and Elaine Child to enforce the Hobbs Act.
Okay, so so as far as that goes, but has anybody contacted the reenactment people? Because they got a lot. They did reenact it. They spent a lot of money. The district attorney has spent a lot of money in this case against him. And that's my concern is we're not getting enough as drivers to push back. Because they reenacted it, we don't have a chance to reenact it. All we could say is from our experiences as drivers. I'm a tanker driver myself. I have a tanker's endorsement. So there's a lot of things that go into that on top of the fact that it was a fuel hauler. So, I mean, did they take all of that into consideration? Do we know about that, the people that reenacted it?
That's a good question, caller, for you to be asking, and I will get that answer for you. I will get that answer.
I know. When I worked for Mystic Tank Lines up in New York, they told us if anybody stepped in the street, run them over. You're hauling gasoline. Don't let them get a hold of the bomb.
Correct. There it is. Right. Because once that's taken over and it's out of the control of the driver, it becomes very dangerous. And I'm hoping that's brought to the forefront. But my issue is how much money they spent on the reenactment, and them actually renting a truck and all the stuff that they piled against this driver. Mm-hmm. You know, and us as drivers, what can we actually do outside of it? I mean, we need to get I guess as many tanker drivers as possible.
I think that's where James Lamb actually takes into effect because of the things that he's doing and the way that he's doing it. And that's kind of what brought me to Lana actually right now is hearing what they were talking about. And from that perspective, I mean, it really wouldn't matter tanker, nitro, really wouldn't matter what you were hauling. I think the major importance is that they were actually able to do that and the driver wasn't able to stop. I mean, you know.
Well, no, it is important what you're hauling there because that driver is going to take that into consideration when it comes to going into a hostile area. That is very important because that's fuel. Whether it's empty or not, that's flammable.
Doesn't matter. There's residuals.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's like a...
We've got another caller, guys, that we've given an opportunity to speak. So, Mr. 417, you're on the air. Welcome to Lana's Talk. Thank you for calling in.
Hello, hello, hello.
Well, hello, Mr. Ambassador. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Ambassador.
What's up, buddy? It's Joe Denny. There's a lot of laws. There's a lot of laws on this fuel, on these hauling this fuel and these tankers. So, you know, it is a wise idea to check and make sure you find out everything there is about this case that you can find out before you go spinning any wheels going to D.C. I mean, we all know how D.C. works. Personally, I think need to find out the whole deal about the case, and that's cross all the T's, all the I's, and if you're going to make a statement for this driver, I think the best way we could do it is have people in Minneapolis and people in D.C. on the same day, because
exactly.
we're going to have to face these people, man, face these people, make some noise. That's all this fucking government understands. They don't understand
on top
nothing
of it,
unless you make noise.
Right on top of it, each we got to, as drivers, we got to continue to look out for ourselves and our industry, because if they go to hang this gentleman out to dry, which I feel is the case, which is the last thing that I want for this industry, the last thing that we need is anything else in this industry that's bad. What we need is support and make sure that we're supporting in the right areas, dotting the T's, crossing the dotting the I's, crossing whatever. Dotting the I's, crossing the T's, but at the same time, making sure we're going to bat in the right areas. Because as far as Washington goes, okay, that's a machine that's tied into the justice system. That, well, there's other avenues that they could really push against the drivers. It's, I don't want anything bad against anybody that's going to bat for anybody and gets pulled in and is also hung out to dry.
Right.
You know, we got to be careful, guys. You know, we as an industry have an opportunity to go to bat for somebody, but make sure that we push your energy in the right directions. I'm tired of drivers going to bat for each other and not getting anywhere anymore. You know, because I'm seeing protests across the country that people are burning buildings every night, and it's not making a difference.
No.
You know, it's just not.
Right.
And the one thing that's the most important thing to us is the trucking industry. And if it continues to get put in that negative light, we're going to continue to get pushed out. The veterans of the industry, the professionals of the industry are going to get continued to put in situations that I feel like this driver was, that shouldn't have been in that situation, and nothing was looked out for him, period. We all know that as commercial drivers. We know that that driver was hung out to dry. But they're spending a lot of money, and they got a big team that says different. We are drivers that have experience that says, no, but they have data, reenactments. They're doing it. They're making sure that they put everything they can on this driver. So we got to make sure as drivers, if we're going to go to bat for the person, that we can do everything we can as the drivers.
That's kind of what my platform, that's what we're trying to fix kind of that situation. So from my perspective, I'm looking at it to where if I can put a camera in a truck and record the voice, record all the images that happen, whether it be, you know, front facing, side cameras, anything that, to that aspect, that is what I'm trying to focus on to actually show, you know, if something does happen, we've got our butts covered. You know what I mean?
Well, I say every driver puts a camera and has control of his footage. Is what I say. Every driver should back themselves up with a camera just like they do, is my thoughts on that.
Exactly. I think so too. I think so too, man. Exactly. You know, you got
to. Here's the bottom line. We have to have them enforce the Hobbs Act. If these people want to protest, they got to keep it off the highway.
Okay, what about simple. Jason's Law? We need to get that too. While we're there, we might as well get Jason's Law enforced too.
Yeah, let's get them all. Let's get them
all.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. You know what? That's just like broker transparency. That law is put there right. Here's the thing, is what I'm trying to say, is we need to start using the same tools that you're using against us. And as of right now, that's technology.
You know what? You got a point there, man. Hey, I'm going to kind of hate it, you guys, because we're missing out. Halloween night. I think that's when we ought to be in D.C. since they're so good at handing out candy.
I freaking love you, Joe Denny.
Joe Denny. Of course, it's Joe Denny.
Hey, Joe, I'll fly to D.C. if you're passing out moonshine shots.
Man, I got to go. Usually where I'm at, I pass it out. You guys all know that. That ain't no lie, but right now,
Let me ask you all. Are you not in favor of D.C.?
Am I not? If you looked at your country, is D.C. helping these cities? No.
Nope.
I'm in favor of the people actually getting together and making a change as the people. You're going up against a machine that is built stronger than anything on the highway and any of us. As far as you got to start with the people. But what I want to say is thank you to Lena for having this show and giving me the opportunity to speak on her platform. And I'm not trying to take over her show. I'm going to jump off here. I just really feel like that us as drivers, we can do better. We can. and we can do better for each other.
There,
that's all I'm trying to say is, please, guys, make sure we're dotting our I's and crossing our T's when we go to bat, because I'm tired of seeing all your guys' beautiful energy wasted and not being recognized and taken into consideration.
Exactly,
and then when it
right
is,
too.
And then when it is, we're not following up on it.
Nope.
You got a lot of people in D.C., guys. I got to go. Anybody that drives a truck, thank you. I love you for what you do. Lena, thank you for having this show. Good night, everybody.
All right. God bless you.
So, I'd like to follow up on the not following up thing. So I'm not sure why that doesn't happen. Maybe it's because the wrong people have been in charge. I don't know. But I'm confident that the people who are orchestrating grassroots movement will follow up. I have full faith in Rick Santiago to follow up. I have full faith in me to follow up and do whatever's asked of me to do. So I'm not worried about the follow-up in this movement. We'll keep pushing this issue. We'll keep doing what we can do on our end. But we're only two people. We're only three people. And we need you. We need all of you to join us. Our voices have to be louder. We have
right
to demand, once again, the respect that we deserve doing the things that we do. Is everybody in agreement with that?
I agree.
Yeah, I think what the problem's been for the last 20 years is we go and kick the bushes. We get them all going a little bit sideways up there in D.C., and then they give us a sugar cube for a coffee, and we're like, oh, my God, they gave us something. They didn't give us shit.
With our platform that we're doing right now, and because my platform is what brought me here, your video now gets shared to my platform, and we've got 12-point-some million views on our stuff. So it will get shared, and I'm the admin that will push that.
Arnie, you're an amazing man. Yes, me too. Please push this video. The 19th and the 20th, D.C., guys, still doing the logistics of exactly where we're going to be standing at. We will come back to you with that information. Please be paying attention. If you have any questions, you guys know how to get a hold of me. You know how to get a hold of Susie. And you guys know how to get a hold of Rick. We're not strangers. We're not going to ignore you. We're not going to answer the phone. I mean, we are going to answer the phone. sometimes I'm dyslexic, and so sometimes I twist things up. So you guys know that, so you understand what I'm saying.
It's just a blonde thing.
It is a blonde thing.
Well, this is my first time watching, so right now I can tell you this. For what you guys are doing, and I'll just push for it on our platform as well. That's the best that I can do.
Well, I appreciate it. I really do, because it's not for me. It's for us. And
that's
all I care about, is just making sure we get home to our families. That's it.
That's it.
Absolutely.
That's all.
Yes. And if, you know, it's going to reach a point, if we don't take a stand for making the federal government enforce these laws that are already here, make them enforce these laws, we're not going to make it home for our families. Do you guys understand that? We're not going to make it home for our families.
But now I'm upset because you made me leave my tactical gear in the closet. I want to go to Minneapolis.
Well, you know, I mean, you can do whatever you want to do. I'm not going to be a naysayer to you, you know. Oh, I really like the song. Anyways, so there you guys have it. Rick, you have anything else that you want to add here?
No, I think I said all I needed to say.
Okay. Susie, do you have anything that you want to say?
I just want to thank everyone, Rick, especially Rick. I know you stuck your stick in your neck out once again.
Yeah, I know.
For all of us, for the entire industry. And look, man, it doesn't go unnoticed. It really doesn't. And we appreciate you doing this for us, with us. I want to thank everyone who called in, Joe, Wayne, Arnie, Frank. I want to, you guys, you know, that's why we do this. We do this so that we can have everyone's voice heard. We do appreciate it, and we really look forward to seeing a good turnout in D.C. We really, really hope that you guys will stand with us. And, you know, to those that are still listening or maybe watch later, what Joe said about wanting to go to Minneapolis, if, you know, you guys, we made a decision based on everyone's safety. We don't want to put anyone in a position where their lives could possibly be threatened, or where in any way they, you're going to feel unsafe.
I do want to add this. So once you're done, Susie, once you're done, I do want to add something.
No. Rick, you go right ahead.
Well, no, ma'am. Please finish.
But anyways, I just everyone, be making your plans. We've given you notice. We're not throwing this in your lap 2 days before time. We've given you plenty of notice, just like was done with the May event. Get your truck shiny, get your clothes packed, and meet us there.
With that being said, I just wanna say the importance of this, and I think everybody will agree. If Trump wins this reelection, we're gonna have a whole lot of riots and bullshit across this country. This is exactly why we need to fight now for any protection for us, because once they start burning stores, looting stores, it is you and I that are going to go right back at it and start restocking neighborhoods and restocking cities. How can we possibly do that if we can't even have any protection whatsoever? That is my goal, is just to make sure that we have protection. And that's it. I just want to be able to serve my country as many times as my country screws it up. I want to make sure I'm protected. I want to make sure my brothers and sisters on the road are protected. That's it.
Yeah.
That's
right.
I agree wholeheartedly. Arnie, do you agree?
I agree. Well, you know, I actually serve my country, and when my rights for my gun rights got taken away, I mean, you know as well as I do, there are people out there that carry them whether they can or not, and they just for their own protection, and they'll deal with the consequences after the fact. Okay, and I know from experience, just watching some of the incidences that I've seen, you know, people getting at gunpoint, you know, give me your money, blah, blah, buy me a cup of coffee, you know, whatever case may be, and they're getting, you know, whipped up behind the back of a trailer somewhere. And so with that, even though I couldn't carry, I had to figure out a way to do something. And so when they created this platform, I was like a troll, sort of like I just did with you right now. I came in and I watched, you know what I mean, to see what you guys were about, kind of a thing. And so when I just in watching, that made me kind of like take a reality check on what can I actually do, even though I can't drive anymore. What can I do to keep the safety with this industry, you know what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you for being a troll, and thank you for joining our show tonight.
And thank you for that service.
That's why we do this show. We don't do this show for glory. We don't do this show because we want to be a Facebook famous social media. We do this show like everybody that's on this line, for everybody that's out there driving, so that you have a platform, your voice to be heard. Because everything that you say, everything that you think, it matters to us. Whether it matters to anybody else, it matters to us. And this is a free platform for you to speak your mind, whether we agree or disagree. This is your safe. When I say your safe here, you're safe. Because if anything starts bullying you or badgering you, I got a disconnect button. I can hit it, and I will. And I've got a block button, and I will block you. So, you know, we're about encouragement.
Yep.
We're about lifting people up, and we are about unity. That's what this is about. So, Rick, once again,
that's
let's go over
it. That's sort of the same
it.
As my platform.
That's fantastic. You guys go over and check out Trucker PD is what it's called, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't want to post the link, but you know, I'm just saying, with
you
what
can,
we do, I don't, I'm not, I don't. You broke up.
Okay, Rick. Well, you're free to go. Thank you for calling in. All
right.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, guys. Have a good night. Be safe. Thanks.
Have a good night, Rick.
All right.
Now, what is that Trucker TV?
Yeah, it's you can go on Facebook and just Google Trucker TV. We got a big old black, looks like an old International or a Mac. That's our logo. And,
okay.
When on that page, I'm one of the admins on there. There are 15, 16 drivers that are on our page now that are streaming live 24/7. With everything that we do, we've donated for the hurricane. We've donated the FDGR in Illinois. I mean, the stuff that we do is literally for helping people, helping drivers, and they are literally helping us in return.
Now, is that an audio chat room, or do you have to text?
It's actually a text. What we're creating, which is going to be a first, which is going to be an individual platform to where you can talk to each individual chatter, or you can talk to a group of them at the same time.
Okay.
So that's what we're recreating right now. Now, as far as if a driver is, let's say, driving down the road, he could turn the camera and face him, and you'd actually be staring at him one-on-one like I'm staring to Lana right now talking to her. And the viewers
well,
get to hear just like what you're doing now.
I'd look at it, somebody ugly.
Well, you know, they're drivers.
Hey, I'm a driver, too.
I'm the smart aleck in a group.
But,
he
I mean, that's pretty much the things that we're doing. We're just trying to help this thing grow. I mean, I'm not here trying to plug my stuff because we started out with just a couple of drivers, you know. But
we need every
tool
we can
get. Yeah, I mean, it's even like with James Lamb, when I started, he had just started his Facebook page when I became a member of that. Okay, so watching the things that he's done, you know, over the course of him creating, it's like I tell everybody, you know, when Facebook started, it was a chat room, you know, that's and look at it now. So what I want to do is take Facebook and blow it up. I want to take Facebook, MySpace, Yahoo. I want to put them all in one platform for every single driver, every single person, to where you don't have to click away to go do nothing. It's right there at your fingertips, just like everything that we need as a driver.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
sounds
and
cool.
An audio
so
chat room like, would really be nice at night.
Right. It's never been done before, and we've actually got a prototype of it that we're working on. Go ahead.
Arnie, can I tell you, are you familiar with Discord yet?
Yes.
Okay, because I know on Discord, I just recently started picking up on that platform. And the nice thing about that platform is it also has the ability to voice chat with a group of people, which would be nice for your drivers so that they don't have to read it. You know, they can actually hear the conversation. If you could find a way to incorporate that, it would be amazing.
That's sort of what we're doing. If you know what an MIRC chat room is, if you've ever visited one of those, that is a basic sort of a principle that we're using, because not only can you share video, you can share files, you can share instant stuff immediately, and you don't have to wait for it.
Yeah, because My phone, any given night, after about 9:30 at night, there will be an average of 30 people on my line. That
right.
Just sit
right
there
now,
to the wee hours of the morning.
In one of our chats that we've had now, I've seen it as high as 1,500 people. Okay. And
oh, wow.
So
that'd be cool.
When you get on the Facebook and you go down to where it shows the who's on live right now. Usually somebody from Trucker TV is live, period. Okay, we've made the top 10 list of Facebook.
That's fantastic.
Because, I used to, when I first started in the industry, and that happened many, many, many years.
years ago, I would find all the older guys I could, pick their brain to become as intelligent and in my industry as I could be. I would love
you never stop learning.
Exactly. I never said I stopped learning, but I would like to give my knowledge away. Not
that's pretty much what I do.
I would love to give my knowledge away. I'm not a very healthy man, so let somebody steal it before I go away.
Frank, you're going to make me cry. Stop that. You're going to be for a long time, brother.
Yeah, girl, if you cry, I'll give you a headlock in D.C.
You're silly. So,
right.
262, I don't know if you're listening, but if you want to come on the show, push extension 1 so that I can bring you on. If not, we are going to... Travis, I'm a trucker. You and me, no more BS. Free BV. Yes, Travis, you are a trucker. So, push 1 if you want to come on to our show. If you're just calling in to listen, welcome to Lance Talk. If you have something you'd like to say, push 1 and I'll get you out there. Susie, you have anything you want to add before we wrap this up?
I do not, Lena. I think we have covered everything. It's been a great show, and we've learned a lot.
Lena, Dennis, the creator of Truckers TV, is now on your platform right there. He can probably hear me because he's probably at home. He is the creator of Trucker TV.
Dennis, yes. Dennis knows about me. Dennis reached out to me about a month ago to ask if he could... if he could put my show on his Truckers TV platform, and I said I would love it. So, welcome, Dennis.
Right.
You want the hello, Lena, Arnie, sound the phone number. Oh, okay. Is that him? Dennis, is that you that's on the phone? I don't want to say the number out loud, so give a thumbs up if that is you. If you have something
it's a Washington
you want to
phone
ask,
number, 206.
Okay, then that's not you. So if you have something that you want to add, please call into the show. I would love to hear your thoughts on D.C. You know, if you're going to join, you know, if you have ideals of what you'd like to see happen, what signs that you want us to make or you want to make, everything and anything is welcome because you matter. What you think matters. We do have a form of why we are going there, and so just know that it's for the driver safety, the Hobbs Act to be enforced, and for them to dismiss charges against Austin. That is the reason we're going.
All right.
So if you want to in this, please come on. We need you. We need all of you, all 3.5 million of you to join us. So with that being said, thank you, everybody who has called the show tonight, for taking the time to make us a part of your night. And to all of you that are watching, thank you so much. You know Susie and I have the most utmost respect for every one of you, that you take the time out of your day to listen to us and incorporate us into your life. Remember, be kind, be loving, lift each other up. If you see a driver out there that's having a problem, be woman or gentleman enough to get out of your truck and help a fellow driver. The camaraderie needs you. And we're the only ones that can bring it back. So everybody have a good night, and we'll see you next Thursday. Be watching Facebook. We'll keep doing the updates about the DC movement. Susie, me, and Rick, probably James Lamb. Guys, go check out SBTC. I think he's the real deal. I'm telling you, I've been watching him. I'm going to keep my eye out. So, good night, everybody.
Right,
good night.
Thank you, guys.
But guess what? I'm retiring. This is going to be my last trip.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm going in the office.
Are you retiring or you're just getting out of the truck? Are you just, are you going to be in the office, in the background working? Because
I'm
that's
going
not retired.
In the office. I'm
so
on retired
not retired.
Truck.
You're
I'm
not
retired
my
CDL. You
Well, I wish you luck on that. I couldn't be a pencil pusher.
I'm both, and let me tell you, it's a very stressful job. So
that's right.
I don't have much of a choice.
I know, and I'm so sorry, Frank. I'm so sorry. But you'll do great things.
It's a good thing. God has blessed me.
I'm glad to hear that, Frank. I really am. Okay. Good night, everybody.
I'm going home to my beautiful wife every day and not deal with the road. Y'all have a great day.
All right. We'll catch you when we catch you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.